And now a part of the breakfast program is our little chat we usually have around about this time. I'd like to introduce Kate Hurley, the Mayor of Kentish. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Brian, and it's lovely to hear your voice again and have a chat to you about our lovely Kentish area.
Yes, there is still a lot going on before we all hibernate, isn't there?
There's always something going on up here. So we certainly have a lot to attract visitors, but there's also a lot for our local residents as well.
Well, let's kick it off. We talked about the rowing off here, but what's happening with the rowing this weekend?
The rowing this week is the Masters rowing. So that's just a competition out at Lake Barrington. So that will be the last event for the year until the rowing starts again in about October, November. So, yeah, the Masters rowing. So that's good.
And keeps, like, probably not as big as the big one you had last year. But
And this year we had it 2 years in a row.
Did you? Gee.
Yes. My word, we did. So we thought last year, and there was a lot of work and a lot of time put into organising the National Rowing Championships. And then before we knew it, they said they were coming again. So we had it again at the end of March. And it was fantastic. Everybody just fitted in. Everybody did what they had to do. The shops were open. The food venues were open. Everybody just made all the visitors feel very welcome. And it just went off without a hitch. And I think the only thing that really happened down at the lake was the weather. And there was actually an accident on the Monday afternoon, which unfortunately, nobody was killed, but we were very fortunate and very thankful that there was an injury. However, the power went off, and so that caused a lot of delay down at the lake. But other than that, and the weather on the Thursday caused a bit of a delay. It was a great national championship, and we were very thankful that they were at Lake Barrington again. And then the Masters rowing this weekend, and then we'll have a little break until October.
Spectacular place, the lake down there. It takes your breath away. It
certainly does.
Well, while we're in the sporting routine, what other sports you've got going on around Kentish?
Well, we've got the football at the moment, so Sheffield are doing very well in the roster there. You know, that's an interesting situation with the football, and I always feel sorry for a couple of teams now. Rosebery Toorak, they get beaten by about 250 points to zero nearly every week. And I really feel sorry for the players because they want to be part of the competition and they want to come up and play, or the teams go down to Rosebery Toorak, but you know, it's just really sad that they get beaten so easily every week. But anyway, they're still part of the competition. But Sheffield are doing quite well at the moment, so that's mainly the football that we're supporting. But look, we had two people that did a really good job. Now, one of our local residents called Cody Steers, and he's been into wood chopping. And so the other, at the Easter show in Sydney, he won the World Championship. The World Championship, which was the World 375mm Standing Block Championship. And he beat the person who's won it for the last 3 years.
I'm looking at the front page of the Kentish Voice, and he's smack in the middle of it.
Smack in the middle of it. So he was fantastic. And then, of course, he won the Steel Timber Sport Australian Trophy following his success at the Toowoomba show in March. So he's done a great job. Very proud of our Cody Steers. And the other one is Danza Hardwick, and she's a very talented local horsewoman. And she came sixth at the Man from Snowy River Bush Festival in Corryong in Victoria. So to be sixth in an Australian competition is amazing.
Yeah, some people just seem to come out of the woodwork. Excuse the pun about the wood chopping, but it's...
That's right.
It's pretty good. And while we're still on about sport, I believe the squash court at Railton is busy.
Yes, well, see, there's been... The squash courts have been there for a long time and have been used, but there just is a lack of interest. So there's no competition there anymore. They're very rarely used, and it's such a great facility, and it's right in the precinct of all the other sporting clubs that are down there. Like, there's bowls and there's tennis. There's the pump track for the kids. There's the mountain biking, Goliath Park, all in that same precinct. And there's this building with the squash courts that's sitting there not being used. So what we're doing is we're seeking expressions of interest from businesses or even community organisations or maybe even some entrepreneurs or some investors. And we want them to be able to breathe some new life into the Railton squash courts, the complex at Goliath Park. So it's a real opportunity for anybody with a little bit of an interest in sport. One of the suggestions that was made to us that it could even be a rock wall, and that is becoming very popular, and you could put a rock wall in there and have all the safety equipment or the safety requirements and rules and regulations. That could be a really interesting project.
Yes, well, you know, like you get halfway up the wall and You know, you've got a rope on you, you can fall down with these, I suppose. But
oh, yeah, well, that's right. You won't fall. You'll gradually come down.
Is there any one court inside the building, or is it? I've never been in it. So.
No, there's two squash courts inside.
Yeah.
There's a mezzanine floor, there's a kitchen, there's a meeting room. Like, it's a really good complex.
Yeah.
And obviously, bathrooms are there as well. So it's certainly got a lot of potential. There's no question about that.
So we cross over to, what's that new game they play with paddle bats?
Pickleball.
Pickleball, that's it, yeah.
Well, that was a suggestion made, but they're already doing pickleball in Railton,
oh,
and that's at the Green Hall, and that's for the Tuesday morning, and they are just, their numbers are increasing week by week. Very popular.
Yes, I still make, I think I've invented the holy racket because I miss it every time. Shocking. Have you ever played?
I've never played it.
Have you ever played squash?
Oh, yes. I used to play squash a lot.
I used to play it with my brother, and he cheated. He always got it into the corner where I couldn't get it out.
Right.
Still, this is my sporting protest. We will be back with Kate, hopefully, the mayor of Kentish, in just a moment, straight after this musical break. Back discussing all the council going on out at the Kentish Council with Kate Hoberley. Well, while we're still talking, Dolverton.
Dolverton,
yep.
Yes. Veronica Schilling is the CEO at Dolverton, and she came to our community information evening at Sheffield last week and just gave a brief report on what's happening down at Dolverton. And really, it's been around for 30 years, and focus is moving not from waste but heading into resources. So it's not just a matter of everybody, you know, all the waste going in and they're trying to manage that, but they're really trying to head into resources. resources as well. They're actually, Dalveden is the third largest landfill in Tasmania, and it services much of the northwest and partially the west coast as well. So, but they operate with only a very small staff of about 10 people, but they're very, very efficient. And of course, they built a $32 million organic facility, and that's been amazing. What they try to do is they can put things in it, and the machine is supposed to separate what's organic and what's not. Like if a loaf of bread went in there, they'd separate the plastic from the bread. And then all the organic material that comes out, they bag it up and sell it, you see, for compost and things like that. Now, they had a few teething problems with that, but it's working very efficiently.
Technology just amazes me to separate those sorts of things, because all the stuff that's going to landfill, as I was talking to people at the EcoFest, we try and, you know, avoid where you got the free bins, and the one that should be empty and never put out the front is the landfill bin. But
Yeah, that's right.
I still reckon the prize I got the day when they put a sticker over the top of the recycle bin and said, "You're a good sort," was a pretty good bonus.
Oh, did they?
Oh, definitely.
Good work. Well, yeah. They do go around and check the bins and put tags on it. But as Veronica said, if you get four, you can have your bin taken off you. But if you get three, they're not trying to just be mean to people. What they're trying to do is to educate people. So if you get three tags, then, you know, they're happy to come along and talk to you and show you and say, look, you put this in the recycling that should have gone into the landfill, or you've put this in, that could have gone into FOGO. So they're trying to approach it from an education point of view.
It was always very confusing. I know in the start we had this great discussion going about doggy doos. No doggy doos in the FOGO bin.
That's exactly right, yeah. So one of the things that we're trying to educate people to is that the waste levy is increasing. So as from July this year, every tonne of waste that goes out of our Sheffield transfer station and goes over to Dalveden, every tonne will cost the council $70. Now, it used to be $20, and over the years it's now going up to $70 in July this year. So the less rubbish that's in landfill, the less cost to council.
Less is best, which is great.
Absolutely, less is best.
Yes.
So, yes, no, Veronica gave a lovely presentation the other night and was asking, people ask, you know, questions as well. So, you know, it was like things like about bottles going into recycling. One of the questions was, you know, do you really need to clean the bottles completely? And she basically said, well, rinse them, but it doesn't matter if there's a little bit of residue left inside, but you wouldn't want to put a half a bottle of mayonnaise into the recycling because that's too much inside. But if you rinsed it out and there was a little bit of residue left inside, then that's fine.
Do you have one of those container buyback things out at Kentish or not?
Yes, we do, down at the bottom end of town at the service station. Used to be over at the RSL, but they've moved it down to the end of town. And the Lions Club here in Sheffield, they go around and collect the bottles from the hotel and different places, take them down, recycle them, and the Lions Club get the money, $7,000, but every bit of money that goes into the Lions Club goes back out into the community in some form or another. So, the Lions Club members really work hard in that area.
Yeah, it's great to see that people are actually, it's been really popular, and the amount of material's gone in is great. I'm just predicting, there was a time out at Kentish where there's some ladies used to get out, was it Saturday mornings, and go along the streets picking up rubbish?
Yeah, they did, the volunteer group, absolutely. Haven't seen them for a while, but they certainly did it in spring last year. They were especially down the road towards Railton. You could see them down there. But they didn't do it under the council umbrella. They did it under some other clean-up volunteer group or something, so that they were insured and they were going through the right channels to do it. So they're not just anybody going out, because, you know, it's just not safe and there's a liability issue there and all sorts of things. So you're better off working within an organisation where you get the proper equipment and then you get the proper training as to what to do.
Let's hope they go out of business, because I reckon that'd be the best end result.
Absolutely. No, that's exactly right. So we've got a few markets coming up as well. You know, the Kentish is well known for their markets. We've got Railton on the 9th of May. We've got the Sheffield Artisan Market on the 16th of May, and then the Wilmot Market on the 6th of June. So lots of markets coming up.
Is Claude Road still going, or is it?
Yes, that'll be on the 20th of June.
Busy time out there for the markets. I know people love going out to the markets.
Oh, they do. Yeah, and Claude Road's one is one of the more popular ones, and I think that's to do with the food out there, because They've got a great group of people that do the cooking out there. So people love to go out there and get the scallop pies and the pies and all the different cheesecakes and slices and biscuits. And also the stalls out there are amazing as well. So, yeah, they're all doing a really good job. Rowton are really promoting theirs at the moment on the night for the 9th of May, which is this Saturday. So they're hoping to get a good crowd down there.
It's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And hopefully, as I said before, it'd be great to have this as a regular event. I know we have love having a bit of a chat. Nothing to do with being ex-teachers, but
that's exactly. It does help a little bit when you've got that chatty sort of background when you've had to connect with students yes. on a regular basis. So, yeah, I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. That's Kate Haley, the Mayor of Kentish, who's going to be with us on a regular basis. And I thank her for her time today.
Thanks, Brian.